Kentucky Education Commissioner wants names of hashtag Red for Red Sickout Teachers. By Michael Patrick Leahy on March 21, 2019. Kentucky Commissioner of Education Dr. Wayne Lewis wants the names of those teachers who called in sick in order to protest education legislation at the state capitol, forcing schools in several counties to close for 6 days in the last 2 weeks. The Kentucky teacher sickout saga began on February 28, when the local hashtag Red for Red affiliate in the state, Kentucky 120 United, launched a protest of legislation under consideration at the state legislature that shut down public schools in several counties, as Breitbart News reported. A Kentucky group that is part of the hashtag Red for Red movement launched a teacher sickout in that state last week and may call for a statewide teacher strike if the Kentucky General Assembly passes legislation this session it does not like. WJHL reported the February 28 sickout was organized by the group Key 120 United, a reference to the state's 120 counties, which encouraged teachers in a Facebook post Wednesday night to call in sick. Key 120 United is a hashtag Red for Red associated group, which, according to its Facebook page, was founded on March 8, 2018. Just a few days after 24-year-old teacher Noah Carvelis launched the hashtag Red for Red movement nationally in the first week of March 2018. As Breitbart News reported last month, hashtag Red for Red is a well-funded and subversive leftist movement of teachers in the United States that threatens to tilt the political balance nationwide in the direction of Democrats across the country as Republicans barely hang on in key states that they need to hold for President Donald Trump to win re-election and for Republicans to have a shot at retaking the House and holding onto their Senate majority. This teachers' union effort, called hashtag Red for Red, has its roots in the very same socialism that President Trump vowed in his 2019 State of the Union address to stop. And it began in its current form in early 2018 in a far-flung corner of the country before spreading nationally. Its stated goals, higher teacher pay and better education conditions, are overshadowed by a more malevolent political agenda, a leftist Democrat uprising designed to flip purple or red states to blue, using the might of a significant part of the education system as its lever. After the February 28 sickout, which was promoted by Key 120 United, another group of hashtag Red for Red teachers connected to but not formally associated with Key 120 United staged additional sickouts last week, as Breitbart News reported. Last Thursday, the Kentucky Department of Education issued a statement requesting information from districts that have experienced work stoppages. Attendance records of teachers have been requested by the Kentucky Department of Education, KDE, in light of a high number of teacher absences that have caused multiple districts to call off classes since February 28, 2019, when protests regarding education legislation began. An email requesting the following was sent to 10 districts today. The names of all teachers that called in sick for February 28, March 5 to 7, and or March 12 to 14, 2019 and the days for which each teacher called in sick. Any and all affidavits or certificates of a reputable physician stating that the employee was ill or caring for an ill family member on the days the employee called in sick, as required by KRS 161.155 for the granting of any sick leave, and documentation of the district's policies, procedures, and or protocols for collecting sick leave affidavits or certifications and verifying qualification for the granting of sick leave. The Kentucky Department of Education takes the closing of schools very seriously, Commissioner of Education Lewis said in the statement. While it is important that administrators, teachers and students make their voices heard about issues related to public education policy, advocacy should under no circumstances be putting a stop to learning for entire communities. Most Kentucky districts have managed to make that avenue available without work stoppages and have continued to serve students, he added. The following day, Friday, attorney Matt Wolander threatened the Kentucky Department of Education with a lawsuit over the request. That same day, three high school students from Manual High School, part of Jefferson County Public Schools, Louisville, with school shut down for the day, created a video supporting their sick-out teachers, which in a week has had over 23,000 views. The lyrics attest to the quality of education these students have been receiving from their absent teachers. Come on, Bevan. What you doing, huh? Think we're stupid, huh? Come on, Bevan. Who you foolin', huh? We ain't losing, huh? Why you try to lie? Putting all these bills in disguise. You know what that implies. You gonna meet your demise. Sick out. Sick out. Student support for striking hashtag red for red teachers has been shown throughout the country, as was the case in the recent Oakland, California hashtag red for red teachers strike. Teachers have the same rights as any other citizen to engage in the political process. And I applaud teachers and all Kentuckians who choose to engage in education advocacy. Teachers do not, however, have the right to call in sick when they are not sick in order to force a work stoppage in Kentucky school districts, he added. I believe, however, that the work stoppages have impeded students' academic learning, Lewis continued, adding. Kentucky students cannot afford to lose instructional days. Students in Jefferson County, where 36% of economically disadvantaged elementary school students score at the novice level on state reading assessments, especially cannot afford to lose 6 instructional days. 43% of African American elementary school students in Jefferson County score at the novice level, the lowest of 4 performance levels, in reading. Scoring at the novice performance level means students demonstrate minimal understanding of academic content at their grade level. Students cannot afford to miss 1 instructional day in Jefferson County, much less 6 within 2 weeks. The legal authority for the Commissioner of Education to make such requests is indisputable, Lewis added. If students are our top priority, every school district in Kentucky must protect its students' school days and instructional time. Let's talk about how we accomplish that while we also work together on the many other issues we have to address with public education in Kentucky. On Wednesday, Vukey reported that Lewis subsequently said that once he receives those names, he won't use them to punish the sick-out teachers unless the sick-outs continue.